Michael in Pennsylvania is working on a garage project. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I had a spring, one of those long springs that helped pull the door up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the spring broke.
Okay.
And how do I determine what size or what poundage spring I need to replace it with?
It's usually determined by the height of the door. A typical 8-foot door spring is around 27 inches by 48. In other words, it's 27 compressed and it's 48 extended.
Oh, okay.
But let me ask you a question about when this spring broke. Did it fly off somewhere or did you have a cable running through it?
No, I had a safety cable through it.
Oh, and that's really important. I'm so glad you said that because, you know, if you have a garage, and for those that have garage doors, you ought to look inside your spring and make sure there's a safety cable running all the way through it. Otherwise, you could really get hurt because these things can really be quite powerful when they break. And it's a very good thing, Michael, that you had that cable in there. Were you around when it broke?
I just closed the door, and it sounded like a shotgun going
off.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Right.
And luckily, the cable held.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't have a lot of trouble finding this. There's lots of suppliers online.
I've seen them in the Home Depot in that aisle where you get, like, weird threaded rods and square metal tube pieces. Like, they're right there. They look really cool, and I always think, what can I make with that? But I know it's for the garage.
Yeah. If it's an 8-foot high door, it's usually a 48-inch spring, and if it's a 7-foot high door, I think it's 42. I think it's about 6 inches less. But you ought to be able to measure the one that didn't break.
Uh-huh.
And then use those numbers to find a matching one for the other side.
Okay, and then should I replace both of them at the same time?
Not a bad idea. Because if one went, the other one might go shortly, right?
Right.
And, you know, while you're at it, it's not much more work to take both of them apart. Just do one at a time. And be very careful and make sure you put that safety cable back.
Right. Okay, well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.